We're going to be talking about something very special happening this coming Friday and Saturday at the Bulgarian Macedonian National Education and Cultural Center. Before we do some talking, we'll hear something to get us in the mood. Vladimir Maloff is here on the accordion, and take a listen to him play. There you've got Vladimir Maloff, and we also have Francis Vilach here with us today. Hello. Thank you for joining us. And tell me a little bit about the song that I should mention, in addition to Francis, Nick is here too. Tell me about the song.
Well, I think that was a version of Pravo Horo. Yes?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Okay, bad.
You should call it a fantasy on an old Bulgarian song.
Songs, yes. But, okay, if you have ever been to any kind of a Bulgarian vecherinka or dance party, this would be the opening number. And you notice how he started off slowly. That means everybody's getting up to dance.
And gathering
in the circle, and they're gathering. And then you notice how it kind of sped up. Well, you know, once you start dancing, you get a little bit excited and happy about it, and you start dancing a little bit quicker. But, yes, it's called Pravo Horo, and it means straight, and it's one of the simpler Bulgarian dances, but it is fun to do. And as I said, every Bulgarian knows it. And if you come to the Bulgarian club on Friday or Saturday, you too will be able to do this dance.
And you'll learn.
And you'll learn.
If you don't already know how to do it. So let's talk a little bit about the Bulgarian club, how you came together, and its history just a little bit. And it's great to have Francis here along with husband Nick. Siblings. No? Well, correct
We're
me.
Just friends.
Oh, just friends. Yes. What's your last name, Nick?
Nedev.
I'm glad to get all the details here. I didn't have those details. They may be married, but not to each other.
You are correct.
That is correct.
I'm glad to clarify that. Well, tell me a little bit about how the club came together and also about your individual relationships with the club.
So the club has been in its place for just about 80 years, and it was founded by immigrants back in the day who worked in the steel mills and the factories around Pittsburgh. The club's located in West Homestead, where it's always been, and was the social place where everyone went after work to see friends, share stories, have a drink, and just relax. And we've been carrying on this tradition for more than half a century now.
Now, Nick, were any of your ancestors part of the club at all? Your father, mother, anybody?
No, I'm a first-generation immigrant. My whole family belongs to the club. And funny story, my first date with my wife actually took place in the club back in the day.
Did you meet her? How did you meet your wife?
Well, we were working together, and one day she approached me. We weren't even dating at that point. She was like, hey, me and my friends are going to the Bulgarian club. Would you like to come with us? And I, of course, agreed because I, at that point, had never been to the Bulgarian club. And, of course, turned out that her friends all failed to show up, so it was just her. To this day, she tells me that was not the intention, which I'm not buying. And regardless, the first date that we had was at the club. It was during a vecherinka, and I was utterly impressed by the way she danced Bulgarian dances in a fashion and in a way that even I cannot do.
What country did you come from?
Bulgaria.
From Bulgaria?
From Bulgaria.
I just wanted to check.
Yes.
So it must be – well, what brought you to Pittsburgh?
It was just the circumstances were such that I had an opportunity to move to Pittsburgh at the time.
It must have been – I can't imagine what it would be like to discover that this club exists in Pittsburgh on arrival. Did you know it was here before you came?
I did not. I had no idea that the club was in place, so I was floored when I saw it.
Yeah, I just can't imagine what it would feel like to suddenly discover, my goodness,
right.
here's a place that's kind of like home.
So 100%.
That's terrific. Do you and your wife have children?
Yes, we have two beautiful girls, 1 2-year-old and 1 soon-to-be-6.
And I'll bet maybe not your 2-year-old just yet, but is your 6-year-old learning the dances and getting
She is
engaged?
Learning. In fact, all four of us, my wife and our two kids, are at the club every Sunday because we also have Bulgarian school. That combines learning some of the dances with learning the Bulgarian language. So the older one is in one of the groups dancing and learning, and the 2-year-old usually tries to get out there and dance with the other little kids. So she has no she can't wait to be a part of the children's group there.
That is the voice of Nick Nedev, and Fran Vilach is here too. Tell me about your background and your relationship with the club.
Well, I'm not Bulgarian, but I've been adopted as an honorary Bulgarian, which I so much appreciate.
That's why I asked Nick what country he came here from, because I know from experience that there are people other than people from Bulgaria mm-hmm. that are involved in the club activities.
Well, that's one of the unique things about the club is that it's so inclusive because my background, I'm a first generation. My parents were from Croatia and Slovenia. And I got involved with the Bulgarian club because I had been in the Duquesne University Tambaritsyns years ago. And once I graduated, I continued with various folk festival groups and with the Bulgarian group in West Homestead because once I found out about the music and the dance and the culture, I just loved it.
Well, I'm sure you wanted a place to be able to continue to dance too.
Absolutely.
Once you've graduated from the Tambaritsyn, so to speak.
I was not ready to hang up the shoes, and I'm still not ready to hang up my dancing shoes.
Now, I remember, it's been a while, but when I was in my 20s or so, there were a number, they were called crow clubs, the Croatian mm-hmm. clubs. I knew of one in Beaver County, mm-hmm. and I think...
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
And they're usually associated with the Croatian Fraternal Union.
Yeah.
And I actually belong to one of those too, Javor on the north side, which is a Tamburica playing and singing group. In fact, I just had rehearsal last night.
Yeah, they're still there. I drive by there frequently. And I can remember a friend of mine, a coworker, was a member of the club in Beaver, and we used to go mm-hmm. there quite a bit. So this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the Bulgarian Folk Festival is taking place. There's a lot to make note of, and we're going to go over things. Why don't we have another song from Vladimir first, and then when we come back, we'll talk about details you need to know in order to be able to enjoy the festival. That way you can take some notes if you need to. You know better what Vladimir might want to play or what you might like Vladimir to play.
I asked him to play something a little less Western-style music and something that the audience might consider a little bit strange.
Oh, that's good. That'll fit right in.
Because it's got some different rhythms and a lot of ornaments when he plays. And it's a Rechenica.
Okay.
Here and he is. This is another one you can dance to.
And this, by the way, is Vladimir Molov.
So the interesting thing about this dance is that it's an uneven beat, uneven rhythm, not rhythm, time signature, and in this case that's seven, and seven is made out of it's seven eighths, so seven eighth notes in a measure. Every measure has a group of two, another group of two, and a group of three eighth notes, and that's not that uncommon. I mean, it's been adopted quite a bit, but it originates in Eastern music, not just Bulgarian, but basically more the Eastern hemisphere of the world. And the other interesting thing about this one is that it's on the faster side again. So... Thank you.
I'm glad you talked about the time signature in that, because I was tapping along with that. And that's kind of 1, 2, 3. I like the way it sounds. And it also sounds like it would be pretty hard not to dance to that song when it comes up and starts to play. Now, this Friday and Saturday, a lot is going on. It's open to the public, not a closed event. Yeah. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the Bulgarian Folk Festival, with thanks to Kathy Marin Wood, one of the Balkan Babes, for connecting us. And Fran, what are some of the things taking place Friday and Saturday?
Okay. Well, first of all, I do want to say that all of this information is posted on the Bulgarian Club's website. Okay, I hope I can say this clearly enough. BMNECC.org.
BMNECC.org. .org. That's
yes.
Easy enough.
And for any of the events, if you need to purchase tickets, you can do that through the website. It's all there. Okay, now to the important stuff. What's happening? Okay, Friday night is a Vecherinka party. An evening dance party featuring Vladimir Molov Band. And it starts at 8:30 at the Bulgarian Club in West Homestead. The Bulgarian Club, I forget the exact address, but it is right next to the fire hall and right across the street from the police station.
It's the only Bulgarian club in West Homestead.
Right. Okay. Now, it starts at 8:30. There will be dancing. There will be food that you can buy. You can buy an entire dinner for $15. That dinner will feature roasted lamb, various salads, a couple of appetizers, and pumpkin banitsa and cheese banitsa. Now, if you don't know what pumpkin or cheese banitsa is, it's a delicious phyllo pastry. One filled with pumpkin. I mean, this is the season, after all. And then a traditional cheese banitsa with phyllo pastry. You can either buy that as a meal, or it'll be a la carte. There will be a cash bar. We accept credit cards, cash.
Okay.
And all the rest of that.
A lot going on.
A lot going on. Now, Saturday, same party. Oh, entrance fee, $15. Did I mention that? Okay.
Yes. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Then Saturday, there will also be a party, but it's going to start later at 9:30, because first of all, there is a performance at West Mifflin Middle School. That is sort of the direction of Kennywood Park. It's kind of up the hill from Kennywood Park. Mm-hmm. You'll have to Google it. West Mifflin Middle School. The concert itself will be about 2 hours or so. It's $10 only.
And who's going to perform?
Who's going to perform? Well, there's a whole bunch of groups from Pittsburgh, and there are some groups from Canada and around the United States.
Okay, so you've got a range of traditional performers.
We have a range of traditional performers. Yes, we do. From children to older folk. You'll see just about everything and almost every level of ability. Some of the children who are performing are like 6 years old. Some of the other people who are performing are quite a bit older than that.
So so that will happen. And then I would imagine dinner and more food and more excitement at the hall itself.
At the club, yes. That will start at 9:30 because we figure by the time the performances are done, it'll take everybody time to get there. So Saturday night party starts at 9:30.
Well, this is the fourth annual festival at the Bulgarian Macedonian
yes.
National Education and Cultural Center, bmnecc.org is how to get more details. We're just about, we only have another minute or two. I was hoping we'd get Vlad to play one more song. Let me turn to Nick, though, quickly and ask if there's anything else you wanted to add. It's nice to have you here.
It will be great to see some new faces at the club, so we invite everyone to come and visit us either Friday or Saturday night. And if you cannot make the Vecherinkas, maybe at least you can join us for the concert at 6:30 in West Mifflin Middle School on Saturday, October 20th.
Sounds great. And anything else you wanted to add, Fran?
No, just please come.
It's nice to have such a welcoming group. Proceeds will benefit the Bulgarian Macedonian National Education and Cultural Center. It becomes more and more of a mouthful.
And if anybody wants to learn a dance, just look for Francis, and I will teach you.
Francis can teach anybody how to dance. And you might dance to the Vladimir Molov Band, and I'd love to have you play us out. What would you like to play?
Okay, so there's another dance, traditional dance called Grajovsko.
Another dance. Try to hold still if you're driving. Was absolutely beautiful. Vladimir Molov, thank you so much for being here. And again, more details about the upcoming festival at bmnecc.org.